This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The merger between Dow and DuPont means job losses in Delaware for DuPont employees. Bloomberg reports the company plans to reduce its workforce by 10% through the merger and will cut about 1,700 jobs early this year as it proceeds with a merger with Dow Chemical. When the merger with Dow was announced, DuPont said that it planned to cut its workforce of 63,000 by 10% and reduce cost by $700 million. DuPont Chief Executive Officer Ed Breen said in a letter to employees that the effect in Delaware will be significant, reflecting the urgent need to restructure our cost base and, as part of that effort, reduce our corporate overhead costs so that we can remain competitive. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson thanked the growing number of women in agriculture for their invaluable contributions to family farming and ranching, and noted that their growing presence in farming is vital to the nation's food security. Women in agriculture now account for roughly 1 million people and are responsible for a $12.9 billion economic impact. Johnson said one of the many promising trends in agriculture is the growing presence of women. He also noted that women have played key roles in the Farmers Union since its founding at the turn of the century, having been elected to key leadership roles in the organization's early years, while also representing a significant portion of the 200,000 National Farmers Union members nationwide. The National Farmers Union will hold its women's conference later this month, which is focused on leadership development and risk management training for women. The event takes place January 23rd to the 27th in Clearwater Beach, Florida. Country Financial and Illinois Farm Bureau are hosting crop update seminars in various locations throughout the state during the months of January and February. The meetings will review the performance of the ag risk coverage and the price loss coverage pieces of the Farm Bill, along with changes to federal crop insurance. I had a conversation with Country Financial's new crop agency manager, Doug Yoder, about the meetings. You've got some meetings coming up. They're going to be taking place across the state. They're going to be focusing on several topics that I think farmers will find interest in. Tell us what's going to be going on and what the focus of these meetings are going to be.
Well, Katie, as every year, I feel there's always a need every winter for farmers and landowners to get up to speed and know the latest of new changes to the crop insurance policies themselves, what coverage is available. Of course, the grain markets change every year, and that ties into how much coverage they receive from these policies and what the premium is going to cost them. So we update all that. We tell them what's new in crop insurance, and I actually start these meetings that I'm doing with a follow-up to last year's big Farm Bill effort. That was a major topic of interest across Illinois, and that's all behind us. But now farmers have interest in seeing how that sign-up turned out. And also, we take a look at the first round of payments some counties received and also help them project the possibility of payments for this current crop year. We kind of use that as the base of support and then to help us help them realize what kind of additional crop insurance protection they want to need on top of that.
We briefly were talking before we started the interview, and you said there have been some changes to the federal crop insurance.
There have, and I'll be honest, most of the major changes occurred a year ago. That Farm Bill not only provided a new Farm Bill safety net, but it also tweaked and provided some enhancements, improvements to crop insurance. The reason I'm covering those again this winter is last year, during the winter meeting season, we spent so much time and attention on the Farm Bill sign-up process because we had to. We kind of glossed over the nice changes to crop insurance. I'm reviewing those again this winter, to make sure people are fully aware of them because they are good. They're nice enhancements. Now, what's brand new to crop insurance heading into this new year are pretty minor, and it doesn't even affect all counties. But some counties, there's some changes that we need to make sure farmers and landowners are comfortable with or aware of, basically. So we review last year's major changes, and then we also go over what's brand new for this year.
And these meetings are taking place anywhere from now out a couple months, I think?
They are. We try to wrap them up, I believe, in February. I think I may have one or two in early March. The deadline for crop insurance, as always, is March 15th. But most people try to have these informational meetings out of the way in January or February to give the agents and the clients plenty of time to dissect it all and understand everything, and then so they have time to make the best possible decision for their operations.
If listeners or farmers would have questions about the meetings or information that's going to be covered, is it best that they contact you for more information?
Well, they certainly can. Best way here during the busy meeting season is my cell phone, which is 217-377-1220, or they can always email me at doug.yoder@countryfinancial.com. They can also contact their local country agent or their crop specialist. You can also go to countrycrop.com. There's a full meeting list available that's constantly being updated because these meetings, we keep adding to the list as well. I do encourage anybody interested in crop insurance to attend a meeting. I think there's a perception out there that the new changes this year are minor, so maybe there's no need to attend a meeting. I guess I don't share that opinion. I think it's always valuable to take a look at, as I mentioned, if nothing else, the difference in the crop, the grain prices and how that affects the dollars of coverage they can get and also the premium. So I think it's good to review this each and every year because crop insurance has definitely turned itself into the main cornerstone or the base of support farmers need. We found that out the hard way in 2012, obviously. And on the countryside, as you mentioned, this is a new position for me, and country is definitely, we are very serious about improving our everything we offer our customers regarding crop insurance, from sales and claims and service. So we encourage farmers, if they haven't, to talk to their agents and see what we're offering. We have several new initiatives that we are trying to focus on and come out with.
Do people that wish to attend need to RSVP, or do they just simply find a meeting and attend?
It depends on the meeting. They can certainly just walk in. We'll never turn anybody down, but some meetings have meals, some don't. So, in case they are attending a meeting that the meal is sponsored or provided, and of course, headcount always is nice to know as well. And also throw out there that just about all of these meetings are in conjunction with their local county farm bureau, so they can also call the County Farm Bureau to see if they're having a meeting, if so, when and where. We're trying very hard to partner with all the County Farm Bureaus to offer these meetings going forward.
Crop Agency Manager for Country Financial, Doug Yoder. There will be a meeting tonight in Effingham at the Knights of Columbus Hall starting at 5:30, and one will be taking place tomorrow morning at the Vandalia Moose Lodge beginning at 8 a.m. For a full listing of meetings, you can visit countrycrop.com. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.